evening, Sanamis. Welcome.
To have you back again.
Yeah, it certainly is.
This will be my last connection to you until your new year.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hope you understand why it is necessary to pull away just a little. I want you, my dear friends, to realize and understand the growth that has taken place within yourselves. It is good that you spread the truth of spirit, and for this we are always grateful to you, because without your help it would not be possible for us to deal with so many things.
Yes, sir.
I hope that this past year has brought to you a greater understanding of yourselves.
Yes.
That you now know and understand what you are becoming.
Yes.
When I say closer to spirit, I don't mean it in the way that you would. You are not coming here. But by being closer, you are recognizing your true self.
Yes.
That is why we've had on many occasions instances of recognizing your own abilities.
Mm.
I hope, my dear friends, that you have felt this also, for I can assure you our view of you all, no matter the number, we are so pleased with what you have achieved.
I think that's it feels like everything's falling into place. I think Graham seems to be at the point of reorganizing all the words to hopefully reach more people, and I think we all feel the growth. I'm sure we all feel the growth inside us.
We do. Yes.
And we just want to put it out there as much as we can as well. Yeah, inside and outside.
Yes, there is a lot of information in your world, but of course with Earth and the inhabitants of Earth having such strong free will, they do not always make it easy for themselves. So I would wish you to completely understand that as part of this earth planet, how great the work is that you have done and are still doing.
I suppose it, we can't know from where it all ripples out to. It's
no.
All life I know is it's a very pure, loving ripple that a pure concentration of truth.
Yes, and of course, it is the responsibility of each one of you to maintain the knowledge and to live life by those words of truth.
That's the greater work, really.
Yes. You have to expand. You have to allow the energy that you have become to expand and grow, to change and allow all to know that this is happening.
Yes, we need to embody the teachings in our daily lives, I suppose, embody our spiritual essence.
I think it helps others to be more convinced if we are living the teachings.
Yes, you are examples to others. That is the purpose of these groups, as well as what we began with was rescue work, and that is good that this should be done. But also as important is that you as a group and individually also allow yourselves to transmute from human beings into the precious spirit that you are. I cannot say enough or thank you enough on behalf of spirit, because you already know that you have been part of something of good. Would you wish to ask of me any questions that you have this time?
I was wondering if I could ask a question about leadership.
Yes.
In our world. That, as I understand, when I've read books and so on, that when people become more evolved spiritually, they through their many lifetimes, eventually they get to the stage where they leave materialism behind, the seeking of power behind, that these things are no longer of any interest. They shed these layers.
Yes.
But I can see a bit of a problem with that, in the sense that our planet needs people who are spiritually evolved to lead. But those people that do become leaders are probably not quite so evolved.
But how can you tell that?
Well, we're not allowed to judge, I know.
No.
But
you cannot say whether another human being is more evolved than another. Not by knowing, not by seeing, but perhaps by expanding your own energy and knowledge.
Yes.
Maybe just then you could make some reasoning of it.
Yes.
But you see what I am saying to you, that you have to fully understand your own selves as spirit,
Yes.
And how much you as an individual have grown.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
I hope it helps.
Yes.
I suppose it may be true that some people may not seek power but are given it. It may be offered to them. They're not consciously seeking it.
Of course, that is the problem with all of life, that sometimes your free will and perhaps the free will of another person could perhaps clash.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that would be a word you use.
Mm-hmm.
But the responsibility lies with you as an individual. It is then your responsibility to use your free will for the good of others.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is in a position of power or not.
Mm.
There are many types of human beings in this your world.
Mm.
It may be that the person who is not particularly liked by others is a spirit that would shine freely in another area of life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So no, you cannot judge another.
Mm.
I still say to you, that is not the way to go.
Mm. Yes, it's been a very difficult one for us to grasp, but I think we're getting there slowly.
I feel this is what is happening, that we have to take things more slowly,
mm-hmm.
and that you have to exude your lives, in fact, not just yourself, but life as a whole.
Mm.
You have to live it as you would if you were here in spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I think so. I think it does. I think
you will never be angels.
Yeah.
Even when you come to spirits, mm. you will not change that much to begin with.
Mm.
It's quite difficult, son, that when you're trying to help somebody and you give some advice and they see it as a judgment. I find that very difficult to put things to people, and I'm honestly not judging, I'm just trying to help them to have a better way in life, but they take it as a criticism and think you're making judgments. If you've got any advice on
yes,
that.
It is because they are not ready for that advice.
So it's best just to
you can say what you feel, of course. You must always have an open heart.
Yes.
But you cannot in a way, it is judging another in saying that they do not appreciate or understand your words.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah. It's because you can kind of see people heading for disaster, and you're just
yes.
Like, it's.
But it may
can't
be
do
part
much apart from let them.
It may be part of their life plan. You cannot say.
Yes.
Mm.
Because each of you have come to this planet to work, whether you recognize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And as people, as a group of people, you are doing good every week in this group. But more than that, every minute of your lives should be exuding goodness
mm.
and love
mm.
and help where needed
mm.
without mm. criticism.
Mm. I think it's just best just to pray for people like that.
Not everyone is ready even yet for the truth.
Mm.
Mm.
Thank you very
we
much.
We still have quite a long way to go. although in your world there is an expansion of knowledge and understanding of spiritual matters.
I actually feel as though there's an acceleration almost. I don't know, but I think that the world was stuck for probably a long, long time. But now, particularly now, I feel as though people are talking in different ways. It almost seems to be accelerating.
Yeah. I will say to you, my dear friend, look to the babies and the small children of your world at this time. And yes, acceleration is a word that is very useful to them because they have come with a purpose.
Yes, it was very, very exciting to hear about the children that are to come as well as the ones that are already here.
Yes. There has always been on the Earth planet people fighting against one another, the lack of understanding to another. There has always been those problems. But all we can do is to show by example what good people and good lives that you lead. I cannot put it to you any simpler than that.
No, leading by example is the best sort of teacher of all, probably, than words. And
we are always awaiting your prayers for others. Because each time you send those thoughts out, that energy is transmuted for the good. You understand what I am saying?
We had the exercise on that you gave us, I think it was this year, on being aware of the energy as we send out our prayers to others. And I think it's good to continue with that, to feel that energy.
Yes. It is up to each individual to find his or her own way through life. So many people call us and ask, what is life meant to be? Why are we here? Those are questions that they should be asking of themselves. Because you know the answers. You do know why you have come, even if it is not obvious or available to you.
But that's the thing, it's not available to you that makes it feel a bit stuck. Where is the information?
Yes.
We have a saying that says, life is what you make it.
It is a very good saying.
I've been thinking a little bit about it's a bit over 3 years now since George passed a spirit, and he never quite finished his last book on the ether. We feel it needs to be finished and published, but I'm not sure if any one of us quite have that particular expertise that George had. I think sometimes it's just the conclusion that was left unfinished, and I think sometimes he'd ask you for a final say, a final bit of input. I don't know if you'd be happy to perhaps help with the conclusion to the book, or maybe we can find a way of getting George to finish it from your side. But
I will see for you what he wishes to do. I cannot answer without first speaking with him. I would probably say that he would find it not so important now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he has different knowledge.
Yes.
He, so it may be that he would not want it finished in any way. Mm. But I will find out for you, and someone, even perhaps George, mm-hmm. as you call him,
yes.
will bring that information to you.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Wonderful, thank you.
You have to remember, of course, that when you come to spirit, that all of the things that you think and worry about no longer matter when you come to spirit. Yes. They do not have the same importance as when you are on earth.
Yes.
I can understand that, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
You understand. So whatever his answer, it will be what he wishes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Well, anyway, we're happy to finish it if he wishes it published. We're very happy to do that, but yeah.
I'm sure within a short time he will probably come to you, come close, and explain what he wants. If not, there will always be someone willing to speak for him.
Yes.
Mm. Wonderful, yeah.
Now, it's a good book, it seems to be. He put an awful lot of effort into it, and he got so, so close.
Yes.
But he just wasn't well enough to finish it, so... It'd be nice to do something for him if we could.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, he was inspired a lot of the time.
Yes. Mm.
But I know that you all know that.
Yes. Mm.
But when you come to spirit, all of your ways of thinking gradually change. Mm. But he has only been with us quite a short time in your timing.
Yes.
Again, you know that time is a little difficult to convey to anyone.
Mm. Yes.
It is not an easy topic.
You just don't have time at all in spirit, it seems.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people try to raise questions about that, but yeah, it's people find it very hard, the concept of no time.
It is complex, and I would say to you all that there comes a time of acceptance and tolerance, and you just allow that type of knowledge to await you for when you are ready for it. Mm. You understand?
Yes, I understand that. We can't quite grasp, we can't possibly grasp everything with our human, from the human. We have to accept that there's certain things that are a little bit beyond us at the moment. I think time is one of them. Someone else was asking about free will, and I think you've said this, answered this one before, but I couldn't find it in the transcripts. But where this idea that because time, past, present, and future are all one, and the past and the future, it's all in
all
some ways,
connected,
all connected.
Yes.
And that's why some people, some seers, are able to see the future because it's sort of already happened.
Yes.
But then some people say, oh, but so how does free will work if it's already happened? If my future's already happened, how can I... Where's my free will gone to choose not to have that? But
your free will has already taken place.
Right.
For if they can see into the future, then they have exerted their free will.
Right.
I understand.
Yes, I have.
Their free will has been used up.
Mm-hmm.
If yes. I could put it mm-hmm. that simply.
Yes, yeah. That does make sense.
Yes. Yeah, that had confused me a bit, but
yeah.
Thank you.
So do you understand what I am telling you now?
I do.
Yes,
I do. Yeah.
I think I do as
that,
well.
The penny's yes. dropped, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I thought a bit like you. That before.
Yes.
Yeah. I do not... You telling Mark that he was going to have a boy, and then he had a girl, and I know there was some thing that maybe it was better for them to have a girl than a boy. I can't remember.
Well, Sally Met didn't say it was another that saw the boy, I think. But, and the boy did come, of course, but they didn't see that there was a girl prior to the boy. I think that was something like that.
It was probably just a timing issue.
Timing, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. Yes, I understand what you are saying, but rarely, very rarely, the sex of a baby is noted, but because of free will, even babies in the womb can change their minds.
That
is why when you get this kind of mix-up, I think that is the easy way to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be also, Sally, but there are some babies that are born neither male nor female.
Yes, there is an...
Is that because they've changed their mind in the womb?
It could be that one does and one doesn't. Therefore, there is confusion at the joining, the union. There can be more than one reason.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a timing issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. But life for you human beings on Earth can be very complex. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes, and I know of you in this room, who spend time thinking and wondering and still do not come up with an answer. Yes. But I just ask that you all continue to think and work, to love one another and even strangers in a kindly way. You will benefit from those thoughts, those deeds.
Thank you.
Now, have you any more questions before I leave you? No, you know everything.
I've been pondering, brewing up a... I feel there might be a book inside me at some point about... I thought all the wonderful messages we've had about dying and death and the spirit realm, and it's such a wonderful place, and yet there's so much fear in the world about it.
Yes.
I thought about a book about dying, and which isn't dying at all, it's going home, of course. But do you think that could be something I should tackle, or...
If you have the feeling and you feel inspired by someone to write, then of course I would encourage it. All I would say is that the more simple the explanation, the more readable it becomes.
Yes.
Or examples of people who have gone and perhaps even returned to give their love and some messages. Sometimes these books are complicated, and but if you feel inspired, then I suggest you take that up.
Thank you. And that's good advice. Yeah.
And obviously to ask if there is anyone there who wishes to help you with this this project.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You can never have too much knowledge.
No, no, that's right. There's so much. There's so much help available.
Yes, there are many books, but fresh thinking always brings a little more.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's I think that's an area that. That could be a fun book to tackle with in a different sort of light.
Yes. Yeah. And your own experiences are useful for other people. But you will always still have those people who are not ready to listen.
Yeah.
It is something we try to help with all of the time.
Yeah, I think it's better in that case if we just pray and someone from spirit maybe helps the people we're trying to help.
Yes.
Because they would
you should be able to use your own decisions whether that person is ready for the knowledge or not.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, that's really helped.
No. As always, my dear friends, it gladdens us to see how much good work you do. And I know that sometimes it must feel as if you want a lot more information. But your world is complex, and in the same way, the human being is complex. And that's why your free will is often questioned. Sometimes there is no one straight answer to your questions. So I say to you, look inwards, continue to meditate, and I look forward, as always, to see you next time and see what has happened between now and then. So, my dear friends, I leave you with all of my love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give you. The best of our love goes with you. So, you met. Yeah, back to your home.
Yes. I will be happy to join with you after your winter celebrations.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look forward to that too.
Thank you again. Yeah, we'll look forward to it. That was a nice, like, pretty long session.